Hey, After Buzzers, we are giving you a bonus episode for the series finale of Rain. Now, if for those of you that watched the episode yesterday, it was absolutely incredible. And today we're going to have two more characters Skyping for you, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right, After Buzzers. So yesterday we spoke to Queen Mary, we spoke to Gideon, we spoke to Narcisse, and right now we are getting ready to do a Skype interview with James. He also goes by, obviously, his name is Dan Janot. Very fancy last name, Janot. But yeah, we have Dan in studio. He's going to Skype with us, tell us his thoughts on the season finale. So tell us, Dan, what did you think?
Well, I mean, what can you say, you know? A beloved show comes to an end before everyone wants it to end. This finale was great, but you can only accomplish so much, I guess. We all wanted it to be more, you know. We all wanted a whole other season, a whole other five seasons. Who knows?
You know, what's interesting is I actually asked this to some of the cast members yesterday. I noticed that a lot of the characters felt like they were robbed of, like, at least a whole season. But specifically, your character would have been headlining in season five. I mean, you were ultimately the one that would be raising the future king of Scotland. So how does that feel? Like, you're missing out on, you know, all that featured work on a show that you've dedicated so much time to. I mean, we want to know, how does that make you feel?
I mean, to begin with, I got to say, I just feel so lucky that I got the chance to work on Rain to begin with. And, I'm not being greedy. I don't think I was owed another season myself. But of course, it would have been so much fun. But basically, because I just imagine it being like me and a little kid, like I would have scenes with a toddler, you know, and that would be really fun to do. And the idea that my James would be sort of shaping the character of the future king of Scotland and England, that would have been very, very interesting. You know, we ended before we wanted to, but we all imagine what the fifth season might have been, and I know it definitely would have been fun for me. And also, I assume I would have been raising James with Greer at my side. You know, that storyline also didn't fully get to play out the way we wanted it to.
Now, is that historically accurate, or that's the way you wanted? Because that was actually going into my next question, is who would you have scripted yourself, like your true love? Would you have gone back to Reverend Knox's wife out of guilt, or would you have pursued a life with Greer and the pirate's baby?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. But I think that what happened between James and Emily Knox started as, you know, pure manipulation, possibly turned into something more than that, but it wasn't a relationship based on any kind of honesty. So that wasn't really where I saw, you know, I don't think James's true love was there, because it just was, there was just too much deception. Whereas with Greer, I thought they made a really wonderful match, because they both had, you know, sort of checkered pasts a little bit, and he, James, as a bastard, was never going to ascend the throne, and he was always being reminded of the fact that he was less than a full-blooded royal. And I think there's a bit of a parallel there with what Greer went through over the course of her whole storyline. You know, she was a Mary's lady, and then had her relationship with Laith, which she wasn't supposed to have, but obviously it was a very passionate thing. But it was, there was a, you know, differences in class. And then she sort of fell, I guess. She was a bit of a fallen lady, ends up running a brothel, you know. She never told James about that in the episodes, but I like to imagine what that conversation was
she
like.
She was an independent woman.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. And she was... There's a nice parallel there with sort of two people being forced to, you know, kind of figure things out and do things their own way. She was just really, you know, smart and savvy. And I think James really liked that, you know. Also, I really got along really well with Selena. So to my mind, that was a great pair. But, at least in the finale, there were so many things that had to get wrapped up, so many different storylines that were being juggled. They didn't really get a moment together.
Well, you know what's crazy is, so we've always seen you as like this loving, dedicated brother, and you have this like guilt with Reverend Knox's wife. Like, we can genuinely see your guilt on, you know, what comes of her, even though she betrays you. And you've just been always this stellar, honest, loving character. But what most people don't know is, in history, James actually turns on Queen Mary. And actually, when I was on Twitter, because the Rain fans are probably some of the best fans on social media I have ever seen on any TV show. So a lot of the fans were tweeting, and then I saw Rain writers tweeting that they loved your character so much and your like honesty and how genuine you were, that they didn't want to script you. But if they were following historically, you would have turned on Mary. So what's your thoughts on that? I mean, would you have liked to have, in season five, if there was one, turn on Mary?
Yeah, good question. Well, I knew from the beginning of working on Rain, I knew historically what ended up happening with James. And I mean, even before Mary came to Scotland, there was animosity and tension. He wasn't always fully supporting her. He was kind of trying to, he was trying to take care of Scotland, but also trying to take care of himself. And so there was always a bit of back and forth. And after she left Scotland, went into hiding, he kind of flip-flopped a few times, I think, which I thought was very interesting. And when I went into the show, they had not decided that, they hadn't decided what he was, what direction he was going. And they told me, Laurie McCarthy, the show creator and showrunner, she told me, he's not a black and white character. He's not all good. He's not all bad. He's more on the side of good, but we haven't decided yet what's going to happen. And that was great to play with, because in the first few episodes that I was in, I come in at the end of the third season, there was this real struggle for me to accept, I mean, for James to accept Mary's rule. And he was doubting her a lot, and she was trying to get him to prove his loyalty. And when we were playing that, we knew historically he ends up turning on her. So I think at first I wasn't, in my mind, I wasn't playing just a no questions asked loving brother. I was playing someone who's happy to have his sister back, but at the same time, he doesn't know what his sister is going to do, and his new queen, what she's going to do to his country and to his own career and life. And so at the beginning, I was a little bit, cagey, a little bit wary of what was happening. But then I think that, I mean, as you said, the writers, they tweeted about that. I think that they told us as we were going through the fourth season that they really enjoyed the rapport that Addie and I had. And it was nice for Mary's character to have an ally in the Scottish court, because really all she had was Greer. And otherwise, everyone else in Scotland, she didn't know if she could trust them. And so many people were out to get her, or were trying to marry her, or whatever. And so I think they liked that James could be just a solid family member for her. Plus, there's a nice brother-sister thing, which is just, it's a nice dynamic in a show to have that kind of relationship. And I think Addie and I had nice scenes together, so they just kind of, they changed the direction of it. And I only knew that kind of partway through the season, that I kept asking, am I going to turn on her? What's the deal here? Am I going to flip? Am I going to be the bad guy? And for a while they were like, well, we don't know yet. It would have been pretty interesting though, I have to say. I'm happy with the way that it went, because I think they have a very nice connection, the two characters. But it would have been interesting if he had turned on her. Because, you know, that's just more juicy drama, right?
Yeah. So it's funny, because yesterday when we were sitting here, we were talking to Narcisse and Gideon. We're just going to use their character names. Everyone knows who we're talking about. They said that they would absolutely love to play the bad boy character, that it's always more fun to play the bad person, or like the enemy, than it is to play the good person. So, you know, with your character, you always kind of, you said there was like that gray area. So would you have ever wanted in season five, if there was a season five, for you to have actually turned on Mary? Do you think you would have had more fun? Because you said interesting a couple of times, so I'm wondering if that means that you would have had interest in turning on her and playing that character.
Sure, yeah. I think it would have been a lot of fun, absolutely. I think it also would have been a thing that really upsets the fans.
You would have got a lot of hate mail and a lot of hate tweets.
Yeah. But at the same time, I do think that, you know, good storytelling, an effective, emotional, powerful storytelling does upset the viewers. Not to the point where you're, you know, the characters shouldn't be doing things that are out of character, so to speak. They should be consistent. But I think it's interesting when you get a really strong reaction from viewers. That sort of means you're doing something right. So I think, yeah, it would have been a lot of fun to turn on her. But it's nice that I got to be the good brother. And, you know, I think it would have been interesting too if the audience was left not knowing the whole time whether or not I was on her side, because I think it was established probably about halfway through the season. Okay, he's on her side. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
But it would have been neat too if you were never quite sure about me, because it's interesting to play not just the bad guys, but the morally ambiguous characters, the people you can't quite figure out. That's interesting too, you know?
Well, I don't know if you actually saw the fan reaction, and this was going to go into my next question. When you walked in to that last episode,
yeah,
everyone was like out of their mind. Like, here's James to the rescue. He's going to find baby James. So they gave you that moment where here comes the hero. And I know you mentioned that you might have wanted to been scripted as like, well, we don't know what happened, but we had Charles on Skype yesterday, and all the poor guy kept saying is, the fans, why don't they love me? So you are like the hero. You are the hero of the series finale. Like, how does that feel? Like, what were your thoughts?
Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't really thought of myself as being the hero of the finale. And I mean, poor Spencer. He's such a great actor. I don't know why people don't love Charles. He's such a cool character, and he did so well this season. He just blew me away. But I guess it's true that I had a bit more of a straightforward heroic kind of storyline. And that's, it's not, it's great. I mean, coming in to save the day, to find the baby, that's really
the
nice.
Baby that was named after you, by the way, for saving him. Like the biggest honor you could possibly have, the King of Scotland, future King of Scotland being named after you. I mean, that's,
it's beautiful. When I was watching that,
did you get teary eyed? Don't lie.
I did. Specifically
did?
The part where she says, we're going to name my son after my brother James.
Aww.
That was really, I was like, oh, gosh. And I mean, obviously when you're acting it, you're trying to,
get emotional. Yeah.
Feel the feelings, but, watching it on screen was surprisingly touching. That was lovely. It was beautiful. Also I really loved that, when I got banished, I did it, you know, I was taking the fall for Mary, and so I got to be a hero there too. You know, I was being banished, but
the Rain Riders loved you this season. I have to say, they scripted you as like a saint. Like, here comes James the hero to the rescue.
But I mean, still though, I was still, you know, I was still messing with Emily Knox and kind of, you know.
But you felt guilty. I felt your guilt with the Emily Knox situation. You were doing your duty to your queen.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of.
Yes, thank you.
The show and the finale and everything. What were your thoughts? I know that you kind of joined in the more recent seasons. You weren't really there for like the storyline of like the Francis and Mary. What were your thoughts on the exact ending with the head being chopped off? Her son not even being there, you know, just starting from the season. Let's just start from the scene with King James at the time from Scotland and Elizabeth into your thoughts into the Frary moment. Like, tell me what you were thinking when you were watching it.
I mean, it was hard for me to watch Mary's death being decided upon. You know, everyone who watches Rain, we're watching it. Even though there's plenty of wonderful characters, Mary is the heart of the show. She's the reason we're watching, I think. And so to hear her son and Elizabeth, you know, having this conversation where they basically decide that, you know, or Elizabeth decides that she has to die. That was, even though I knew it was coming, it yeah. was still so heartbreaking. And then it's a funny thing about the whole show, but the whole series, you know, from the beginning, I mean, you only have to know a little bit about history to know that Mary Queen of Scots is a prisoner for a long time and then dies, gets her head cut off. And so we always knew that watching the show. We always knew that was going to happen. And yet still, when it happened, it was just really well done and hard to watch. And then I think really the show ended the way that it had to end. The show, Mary was the heart of the show, and in Mary's heart was Francis. And so I thought it was perfect for her to meet him again, to be wherever she is, beyond this world, and meeting Francis again was just it was beautiful. Like, you wouldn't want it to end any other way. I think if she had just thought about Francis right before dying, that wouldn't have been the same. Here, they're reunited, and even though it's not a happy ending because she gets beheaded, it's happy because beyond this world, she gets to be with the one true love of her life, you know? And so I think that was very true to the show. What the show became, it became this, you know, about, there was more to the show than her and Francis, but her and Francis were kind of the core of it, you know? And so, yeah, I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was just, I think it was such an incredible scene, and especially because we see Mary through four seasons go through these trials and tribulations of relationships and love, and she's just constantly questioning, is love more important than my throne? So it's like the fact that the ending not only ended so abruptly, I mean, you know, Anne was in studio, the girl that plays Nicole, and she had told us that you guys pretty much found out like an episode before that they were ending it. So really, when you're kind of given that short of notice, this is the only way I feel like the viewers could have accepted this show ending, is that at least, you know, there's a happy ending, which is why I'm so happy that they scripted your character as the hero. Because imagine if you had also turned on Mary, like, everyone would be like, yeah. Mary's dead, her brother turned on her son had her killed, Elizabeth had her killed. Like, okay, and I have to ask you, I'm sorry, what was up with the scene with Narcisse and Catherine and this witch lady, like the threesome? You just have to tell me, what was the point of that scene? What was your thoughts? Was it necessary? I mean, was that scene even necessary?
Was it necessary? I don't know. But I'll tell you what I thought about it. I thought the Rain team, the writers, have always loved doing crazy stuff. And they are like, if we're going out, we're going to go out with a bang, so to speak. And it was about as gonzo as the show has ever been, like a satanic threesome. It was pretty crazy. I personally loved watching that scene because the actress who plays the witch is a good friend of mine.
Oh, it is?
just coincidentally. We've done theater together. We've known each other for years. And so it was just really funny for me to watch her and Megan and Craig rolling around in bed together. I think why it worked was because Catherine's storyline has always been about like the lengths that she will go to, the crazy, violent, terrible lengths that she will go to protect her family. And this was she was doing that again. She was doing this to try to remove this threat to the stability of her family. That was Nicole. That's why they were doing that threesome, right? Because they were trying to kill Nicole on the ship or something? I can't even remember.
I mean, we're actually going to have Anne coming in shortly as well. I mean, that whole scene in itself, there's a lot of questions. Was she poisoned or was she just allergic to peanuts? Because I know they threw in the whole, like, these are nuts from, like, the New World.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, speaking of Catherine, I think it's so interesting. I've seen like a commonality in this final episode where Mary, you know, she devotes her whole life to like her son towards the end. And then also in the beginning, you see that she's always like loyal to everybody around her. And same thing with Catherine. She's so loyal and devout to her children. But you see in the series finale that her sons, who then end up aligning together, are talking about her negatively. You know, I mean, it's, I don't know what the attention behind that was, but, you know, what's your thoughts on that scene? Because, you know, Catherine has played such a strong and important role from season one to season four. And to see that at the end, you know, her own kids end up turning on her, her daughter that was married to the King of Spain obviously turned on her before that. But I mean, she's given everything for these children. And then they pretty much call her like some old lady that's drunk and lost her mind.
Yeah. Yeah. That was brutal. That was really, really, hearing them say that was terrible. I don't mean it was terrible, like terrible writing. I mean, it was, it was hard to hear. I think, I don't know if this was the intention with that, scene, but in my mind, you know, so much of the show explicitly and implicitly has been about how women navigate a world that is dominated by men, how women in power still have to be defined by their womanhood. And that was this moment where these two young men who are a king and a prince, they, even though they've been under their mother's guidance and protection and manipulation sometimes, but they, even though she's done everything to take care of her family, they start, I don't know if it's them starting to turn into men, like from younger men, from teenagers into men, and men in the world of Rain have often been terrible people, because men often are, and men are often terrible.
Yes, they are. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I mean, they are, though, right? Like, who are we kidding? Like, the problems of the world are mostly due to men, and back then it was even worse because there just was sort of, you know, no pretense of equality. It was like a woman's place is, you know, as a wife and as a mother. And so I think that moment where they start kind of talking behind her back like that maybe was a bit of, I mean, it's dark, but maybe it was a bit of foreshadowing of like, you know, even these boys, even though their mother's done everything for them, they're just men. They're just weak, stupid men. And I think that, that's a really good question, though, about that moment, because he was a little bit like, oof, ouch.
Yeah.
But I think it does play into this through line throughout the whole series about how women are treated, even women in power, and what they need to do to get by in a male-dominated world, you know? And it's not always been and like a happy lesson, obviously.
Yeah, definitely not.
Plenty of stuff, terrible stuff happens to the women.
Well, I want to obviously thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come talk to us. And I want to thank you on behalf of all the Rain fans. You gave us the hero. You gave us the hope. You saved the baby. You came to the rescue. And I'm also thankful to the Rain writers for not scripting you in the backstabbing brother road, because there's way too much Jerry Springer that went on in the season four. So I'm glad that, you know, you stood by her side and you were such an incredible actor and an incredible role. And before we wrap up, if you could just let us know if you have any upcoming projects and just if you have a message to the fans who just love James so much. So just any final thoughts you have for us.
Yes. I'm also glad that I got to be the good guy in the end, because as we were just saying, there's plenty of bad men in that show and in that world. And so it's nice to have been a positive male role model. And I'm just feel so grateful for being on the show. So I want to say to everyone who watched the show, thank you. Thank you for accepting me. I came in, you know, kind of late in the series, but people were just really wonderful. All the fans on social media have been very warm and very welcoming. So thank you so much for accepting me into the Rain family. Really, I've just been blown away by the passion that the fans have for this show. We did a convention in Paris in January, and that was meeting people face to face who just, I think they were typical of the Rain fans, who are they love it. They just love the show so much. We're so happy to meet us, and so everyone that we meet online that we interact with, thank you so much. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for telling us how you feel about the show. It's sad that it's over, but now everybody is going to go on to more things, so you get to watch all your favorite Rain actors in other projects. I'm currently shooting a show that premieres on July 11th. It's called The Bold Type. It's on
Congratulations.
Freeform. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's on Freeform in the States. I don't know where it will be played internationally, but it's a great show, and I actually think that there's a lot in common with Rain. Even though it takes place in the world of fashion magazines and not in the world of royal courts, it's also about really strong young women finding their way in the world. I have a fun role in that show. It's really a fun, sexy, funny, smart show. And yeah, so it starts July 11th on Freeform, The Bold Type. So yeah, thank you. Thank you, AfterBuzz, for having us and for continuing always for just talking about the show and getting the fans going about it. We really, we appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you so much. And on behalf of the AfterBuzz family, we honestly wish you and all the other cast members all the success in the world. We look forward to following you in your new ventures, and then definitely, hopefully, we get to talk to you soon in regards to your new show. So wish you, like I said, all the success in the world. Thank you so much for tuning in.
All right. Take care. Bye.
So, guys, we just got finished interviewing with Dan Janot, who plays James. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It was such an incredible interview. And once again, thank you to the fans out there. You guys have been incredible, the amount of dedication and love, and obviously you see that the actors love you all as well. So thank you so much for tuning into this bonus series, and we will see you soon.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.